You're listening to the Heart and Hustle podcast. We are your hosts, Evie McLeod and Lindsay Roman. Welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we are diving into 2024 trends for Instagram. Now, guys, social media is changing all the time. Like, they up there in San Francisco are just working away to make it as hard as possible for us to catch a freaking break. But alas, it's changing all the time. And with 2024, this year is no different. And so we're going to talk about it. Just, you know, what worked in 2024 is different than what worked in 2023. What worked in 2029?
No. Where? 2019?
2019. 2017. All of the things. You get it. Yes. Not 2029. I'm a future teller.
Apparently. All right. So if you're curious on what we are seeing trending and working on Instagram in 2024, let's dive in.
Interrupting today's episode because photographers, we are calling you out. Most of us spend the majority of our time stuck behind a computer editing and calling rather than focusing on growing our business and giving our clients an amazing experience. We personally got stuck in that hole for way too long, believing only I could edit my own photos.
So today, we wanted to introduce to you Post Partner. Unlike other photo editing companies, Post Partner is designed to partner with you for the long term as you grow your business. In fact, 92% of photographers who submit more than 5 weddings with Post Partner stay long-term over 5+ years. They are that good. And in addition to their premium editing service, Post Partner recently launched hybrid AI editing.
No matter what your workflow is, every single photo is reviewed and adjusted by Post Partner's team of photographers turned editors who care about you and your business.
All right, so it's time to get back to growing your business today. To get $200 off your first order, go to postpartner.com/heartandhustle. And the code is heart and hustle, all capitals.
Hey, hey, I'm Lindsay Roman.
And I'm Evie McLeod, and we are family and legacy-focused serial entrepreneurs and the founders of The Heart University, a business education company with a mission to help you thrive in your business and life.
Welcome to our Entrepreneur Cocktail Hour, where business and marketing strategies meet faith, real talk, and raw and life-changing conversations.
At the end of the day, we are all in this together, figuring out how to navigate the ups and downs, the messy and the beautiful, and everything in between. This is a community where you can come as you are, get inspired, and walk away equipped to build a legacy-filled life.
You're listening to the Heart and Hustle podcast.
All right, let's talk ins and outs of Instagram, mostly just what we're seeing working, but
I'm so excited.
I love it.
I love watching trends like rise and fall, mm-hmm. and just especially as new parts of apps get developed. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a good, like a tune up, you know, like a check-in
100%.
Of like, hey, where is Instagram in the year of 2024?
Absolutely.
Like when people are listening to this, what's happening?
Yep.
And obviously we're recording this a little bit in the future. I mean,
well, technically in the past.
That's what I mean.
It will air a bit more in the future. So some of this could change, but at the current time of recording, this is all spot on in my humble opinion.
All right. So we're going to go through 7 trends or kind of things that are working in 2024 that we've seen just be very different than in years past.
Yep. All right. Number one is essentially ManyChat, which if you're not familiar with that name or whatever, it's basically the DM or the post, like the chat funnels, like comment this word and I'll send you this.
It's basically an automation, very similar to like signing up for an email list, but instead of having people like click your link in bio to go sign up for something, you can now have them basically say comment, or you can say comment and then whatever you want. And if people comment that word on a post, on a live, I think on stories too, then basically you can set up a funnel for you to DM them a series or a sequence of whatever you want.
You can also just do one. If you're like, hey, you know, DM me this word or this word and I'll send you this link to this product, affiliate links, people are using it for so many different ways, but that is absolutely one of the top trends in 2024 that we're seeing.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's because the conversion rate is so much higher. It makes the user experience for a person that's wanting something from you so much easier, because now instead of having to navigate to your profile, navigate to your bio link,
like you don't have
go
to
go through
leave.
All the freaking buttons that you have as options on your bio link.
You don't have to leave the app. You don't have to do a single thing. You don't have to go to another site. You don't have to do anything. You literally, one word, boom, it's in your inbox.
And it seems so much more personal.
100%.
It's like, you're doing the work for me, except lols, you're not doing the work. The automation's doing the work.
But typically you've set it up in such a way.
Right.
And like you can include videos and photos to like go through. So like I did like a funnel and a sequence with my coaching giveaway. And I did like a personal filmed video being like, thank you so much for entering the giveaway.
Yeah. For like, I think for the Heart Conference last year.
Which is so amazing. It's such a great way to be personal and to connect with people, to really serve them, to really get the things in their hands that they're wanting, that they're needing. It's just amazing.
I think also in 2024, specifically, just ManyChat, I've been seeing used so much to get people for like off the app. In the sense of like, it's easier than ever before to get people from social media into your ecosystem, whether that's your email list, whether to serve them with a podcast episode. Yeah. Like, it's never been more easy. And that's a really great way of watching automations like be used to benefit business owners the most.
100%. We're loving it. Mm. Number two, and what we're seeing working on Instagram right now, is long form content.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting because I feel like for the longest time, it has been shorter,
snappy,
faster.
Your reels, seconds.
Yeah, your reels need to be like 7 seconds or under and like, you know, all this stuff. And I think with the rise of like the 10-minute like length video on TikTok and just how much we've been bombarded with the short form content for such an extended period of time, I really think that our culture is starting to long for more and more like connection and quality and not wanting to go in the like the scroll of it's like next.
They're willing to invest and watch a video if it interests them longer.
And if it's quality.
Yeah.
If it's good content, if it's entertaining, if it's, you know, I don't know, that people are just, I think, willing to stick around longer. And I actually think we're getting more and more tired. Not that it's like totally out at the time of this recording, but I think we're a little more tired of the shorter form content and it doesn't hold our attention the way that like it used to.
I agree. All right. Number three, I've seen a rise a lot of unedited camera roll carousels. 100%. Now carousels are obviously like hot and like people use them in different ways, especially because if you go past a carousel, the next, like the algorithm will bring it back, but it has like the second photo in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a new post that you've never seen, but it's actually the same person's post. You just
didn't like it.
Yeah, you didn't like it. And so now you're going to like it again.
Also, just quick note with that. When I post carousels, I'm very strategic of what my first and second photos are because of that.
Yep. So what I've seen though specifically, I mean, and this is maybe to a point of a larger conversation about unedited and just more like less filters.
Hashtag authentic.
Yes. all of this is I've seen carousels specifically, even for people that are in industries where visual curation is maybe more important. I've seen a trend where you do a carousel of just like unedited camera rolls photo or unedited like, photos from your camera roll.
Like a week recap or like a trip recap or things that are just very like unfiltered, uncurated, raw.
And I've seen obviously, if you're not in a visually heavy industry, then you can probably, in my opinion, do whatever you want for the front photo, like the one that will be on your feed. However, if you are in a visually heavy industry, like a photographer or a graphic designer, a web designer, things that maybe lend itself a little bit more to curation for your feed, something that I've seen a lot of people do is still put that first photo as a curated photo, but then after, like, break almost the fourth wall and like becoming curated and just 100%. Like very authentic and real.
100%. Mm-hmm. All right. Number three of what we're seeing working on Instagram.
You mean four?
Yep. Number four. can't count. Number four is less filters and more like unfiltered, more raw, more realistic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are really tired of seeing everything heavily edited, heavily filtered, heavily retouched. And we're just longing for this, like, what would it be like to be on FaceTime with my best friend?
Yeah.
Or, you know, something similar to that. I think there's this element too that is almost contradictory of within that. I also think when it comes to reels specifically, not saying that like everyone has to have like a DSLR camera or something super quality to film, but I do think quality is really mattering on reels.
But not on photos as much?
Yeah. And stories.
Photographers aside.
I think filters are out across the board. Not that you can't still use them and not that like an occasional, like a natural-ish filter is like, people absolutely hate it. But I think—
But like the heavily filtery.
The extreme like colors or the extreme like, you know, retouching. People are just like, it's
That's
not
almost
appealing.
A conversation to editing and filters and presets and everything as a whole.
But within, within Instagram, like...
Yes, specifically within Instagram, it's definitely being like it going more towards unfiltered.
Yeah.
All aspects.
Hey, hey, if you are new here and haven't heard about our online resource shop, listen up. The Heart Shop is a digital resource and template shop for creative entrepreneurs and photographers. There are so many goodies for creative entrepreneurs in the shop, like website templates, PDF guide templates, illustrations to enhance your brand, and lots more. But one thing in particular we made sure to add was contract templates.
Y'all, the horror stories we have heard in our years of business is unmatched and a little terrifying. Clients refusing to pay after you've delivered a service, clients demanding their retainer back after canceling on you last minute. The list goes on. Business shouldn't feel like you're walking on eggshells, though. And yet, that's how most of us feel when we first start our business. We're petrified to make a wrong move or have an unhappy client.
Okay, but here's the truth. One of the first foundational steps of owning your own business should be protecting yourself legally with contracts. Yes, yes, even for friends and family. Contracts allowed us to walk in confidence as we grew our photography businesses. But also, hiring a lawyer to create custom contracts for you is a pain in the butt and the wallet. And grabbing whatever free or cheap template online is often not enough protection.
Yes, so we wanted to make this as easy and seamless for you as possible and give you the resources to make sure you have your butt protected. We have partnered with our favorite lawyer and attorney, Paige, from The Legal Page. She has not only created powerful contract templates, but her team is so present and ready to help figure out which ones you need for your business.
You can stagger contracts in our shop, like the wedding photography contract, destination intimate wedding contract, cancellation and rescheduling bundle, second shooter and associate contracts, and honestly, so much more. Just head to theheartcontracts.com for 10% off. That's theheartcontracts.com.
Hello. I wanted to interrupt this episode really quick to remind you that we have an apparel shop with heart-filled pieces. See what we did there? That we have designed with you in mind. In the shop, we've got t-shirts, crop tops, sweatshirts, mugs, hats, and more, all created with comfy and cute designs that you can rock in your everyday life. This collection is for you if you love the show and want to share it with your friends in a cool way, or if you want to wear something cute as heck that was intentionally designed with powerful phrases to remind you that you can do it. You were made to be a world changer and that the Lord created you wildly capable of big freaking things. Now, obviously, this is a podcast and we can't show you how cute as heck these pieces are on the show. So run, don't walk to the Heart Shop to check out our apparel and more. You can head to www.theheartuniversity.com/apparel to grab your favorite pieces today.
So I think that's a kind of across the board, including, you know, like, I don't know, you know, the photos, like you're saying, the uncurated, unedited, unfiltered, you know, the dumps, or like photo dumps. But I think within Reels, what's interesting with this is I would say like filters, recording Reels with filters, I think is not working as well as it used to. I think Reels with filters are, people aren't as drawn to them. They don't want to watch them as much subconsciously. So that makes me, you know, step into, I think people are really longing for quality within Reels as well, like good mics, good sound, good lighting, good, which has always kind of been a thing, but I think we're seeing it and noticing it more and more. Like the Reels that I personally, as a user, really stop and listen to or watch are the ones that are longer form, that are very engaging, are very aesthetically pleasing without being like, if there's a heavy filter on it, I usually don't watch it, like straight up. I watch the ones that are unfiltered, like good quality, good mic, good audio. So it's very interesting to watch. While we want the filter to go out in a lot of ways, I think we also want something that feels quality in another way. Does that make sense?
If something has like bad lighting or is hard to hear or understand, like I'm swiping away immediately.
100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, the fifth thing that we've seen working specifically in 2024 is an out of the trend of lip syncing reels and dancing reels, which were really hot, I would say specifically in like 2021 and 2022.
Yeah.
And even a little bit in 2023. But specifically in 2024, I've noticed a lot more of B-roll long form reels where you'll just see like a casual shot of like a girl walking down the street. And then there's like text, like almost like a paragraph of text on it. And it's just a reel.
The text is like changing with multiple shots, but it's not.
But it's more... like the video itself isn't supposed to be flashy or like entertaining in that way. It's more so a B-roll shot where mm-hmm. there's written form content on top.
Yeah. I think to go hand in hand with that, what we're noticing a huge rise in is faceless content. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are really tired of having to show up with their face yeah.
Which
on
introverts
camera.
Rise.
Yeah. This is
your
time to shine. I think there's, you know, there's definitely a sense of like burden when it comes to Instagram with having your face attached to everything, like having to show up, having to,
or even if you like all the reels before, you would be like, oh, I don't want to dance. I don't want to like lip sync. That's just not me.
Yep.
We're and noticing, it's easier to batch when it's just like content from your camera roll that's like casual.
Well, so what we're noticing is like there's B-roll content, which I think can have your face involved. Mm-hmm. It could be you working at your desk or different things. But there's also a huge trend and a huge rise right now that's working really well in faceless content.
Yeah.
Like stuff that's just you typing on a keyboard, mm-hmm. but your face isn't involved. Or, you know, a shot of you picking some apples from a tree. But it's the back of your head. It's not your face involved, which leads to being able to use a lot more stock footage
yep.
and not having to film everything and utilizing stuff that is coming from, you know, some amazing companies like we love Elevay Visuals,
yep.
Places like that. That means that you don't have to film and have everything. So it's really interesting to watch the B-roll, which is usually from your camera roll. It's you and your life. It's time lapses of you working. It's, you know, you working out, like different things like that. But it's not you talking to camera or specifically filming a quote unquote reel.
Well, and so kind of a practical tip with this, I think it's easier for entrepreneurs than ever to create reels, because now instead of, and not that you can't do dancing, not you can't do lip syncing, like you can still do those things.
Or like talking to camera.
Right. But you don't have to like set a time in your calendar to like, okay, I'm going to dance at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday in front mm-hmm. of my phone. Like it doesn't have to be like that religious. It can now be, hey, as I'm going about my life, just like, remember, hey, set up my camera on a tripod or set it up and just film yourself doing things, whether it's working or even lifestyle, like mm-hmm. at the gym or things like that. And you can use that in your business.
100%.
Like in tandem with reels and stories and all the things.
100%. I think with that, something that I've noticed is like really in is like story times mm-hmm. of people actually talking, which kind of goes hand in hand with the long form content. People want to be entertain and engaged in a way that feels, like I said, like FaceTime with a friend. I also think remixes are I'm noticing working really well on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They didn't used to, but the ability to remix a reel and kind of put, like choose where you want it on the screen and put some text over top of it or your own photo or video on top of it, like it gets out to a similar audience. So find a similar reel that from somebody in an account that you want to kind of reach their audience. And then like the algorithm will push it out to similar people of both of your accounts. It's like really interesting. The power of remixes that I feel like before was like absolutely dead on Instagram. True. Like TikTok, it was a thing. Instagram, absolutely not. And I'm noticing it's becoming more powerful on Instagram itself.
All right. The sixth thing that we see working in 2024 on Instagram is extremely niche content. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been around the Heart and Hustle podcast for a minute, you know that this is not a new concept. This is not a new flashy 2024 thing. It has been around since the dawn of time.
But it's still flipping working.
It's still flipping working. We've seen more than ever, especially this year, accounts that are very, very, very niche in topic, just exploding and doing very well.
Extremely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, literally, in the irony of talking about faceless content, I just recently in the last month started following an account called Faceless Method. And it's she built her account. I think right now she has like 216 followers mm-hmm. at the time of this recording. She started her account a month ago. And her niche is faceless content, how to create faceless content on Instagram that is going to build your business and build your brand. It's like so specific.
Yeah.
It's not how to build content, how to Instagram market, none of it.
It's very
faceless
niche.
Content. So that's just an example to give you like, hey, I'm watching that explode over a month.
Yeah.
Well, that's also something that I think a lot of people are desperate for. We're like, how can I make this easier? Mm-hmm. How can I, you know, show up and market my business more easily? So it's a very like, you know, poppy, but very niche, like get very specific on what you're talking about, how you're serving people, and we promise it will help with growth.
100%. So if you have a small business, I want you to ask yourself, mm-hmm. what do I do and who do I serve and how can I make that even more specific?
Yep.
If you are one of those like little girly pops or boy pops, whatever.
Manny pops.
Yeah. What'd you say? Manny pops?
Manny pops.
people that are trying to serve the masses, Stop that. Stop that right now. All right.
All right. Number seven is going to be in 2024 is more spontaneous and less curated content. Kind of like those, you know, those dumps, photo dumps or those recaps that just is in the moment and is less extremely rigid. I think people are really tired of like perfect and we just really long for, you know, hashtag authentic. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I think there is this desire to just kind of see the behind the scenes curtain feeling, which I know has been like obviously on stories since the dawn of stories.
Right.
But I think we're noticing it a lot more in the feeds. People really want that spontaneous, like in the moment posting, not as much strategy behind it, which obviously there's still that whole element of like quality over quantity. Right. Don't just post absolutely, don't post your dog drinking their water if that's, you're a photographer and
that doesn't make any sense for you.
There's absolutely no, you know, but I've even noticed it myself on mine, you know, posting like our girls' vision board night that was just, I shot it on my Fujifilm X100V. It was already edited in camera and I just synced it over to my phone and threw it up and people loved it and it performed extremely well.
I literally this morning, there was a patch of harsh light on my wall and I like storied just me being funny and I was going to take a photo and then I took a few photos and I was like, this is funnier if I pretend to pose or whatever. And then I threw it up on my stories and then immediately I was like, that's funny. That should go on a reel so people can share it. So then I did that and now it's like blowing up right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, that's, I didn't think about that strategically.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier to do spontaneous content if you know exactly what your niche is and who you're serving.
Exactly.
If you don't know those things, then spontaneous content is going to feel all over the place and be really hard.
I think the last thing, this wasn't on our list, but I just kind of want to leave you this little bonus point. What is in my opinion, for Instagram in 2024 is you finding a way to take enjoyment from it and to continue to serve your people. And I think that has always been the case, but I feel like that's like more important than ever in 2024. If you are dreading it, if you are over like analyzing it, if you are over strategizing it, like your people will feel it, they will notice. And even though some things may work really well, there's also this element of like, just show up. Show up as you and serve your people as you and post what you want to post in that moment while maybe keeping all the strategies in mind. Just have fun with it. And I guarantee that's going to get you further than like absolutely agonizing over it every second.
Stop overthinking. Do you. Serve your people.
100%.
And live your life.
All right. That's all we got for you today on Instagram. Just remember, friends, we have a back like catalog of so many episodes on Instagram strategy and help with Instagram and all sorts of stuff. So if you ever need more help and more specific on like, okay, I would love to, you know, get my ducks in a row on this thing, feel free to go back and dive into the back catalog. But for today, this is what we're seeing for 2024 and go take these, implement them and grow your business in 2024.